out with the family.
I know how you love it, and now you can enjoy the outdoors and have a great-looking deck as well.
Well, tell me a little more about that.
Whether you want to bring out the beauty of new wood or cover up an old deck, Cabot Stain gets the job done well.
All right, I'm sold. By the way, how do you like your steaks?
Cabot's family of deck stains are available at your neighborhood Ace. Cabot, we've got you covered.
3 minutes past the hour at 3 o'clock. Back with you on the gym class after a two-day hiatus for the super version of the Afternoon Players Club. We're going to have Caddy Smack on the gym class. That'll be coming up in a little bit. Plenty of things to talk about in the world of sports prior to that. We'll get to it coming up. Back with you, gym class, taking over the 3 o'clock hour. We are reclaiming our own. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes across the way. Alex Kuhn, he's off the rest of the week. He did such a great job up in Chicago. All the guys did a great job up in Chicago. Hope everybody enjoyed that. It was brought to you by Coach's Corner and by Carl and Ernie's down in Iowa City, our coverage of Big Ten Media Days. Jeff Downing, our producer today, as we come from our studios here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. We're going to get to Caddy Smack coming up here in just a couple of moments. We got state baseball going on. We got the remembrance for Bob Brooks coming up here in just a little bit under 2 hours at Veterans Memorial Stadium. We will kick that around a little bit. Major League Baseball getting to the trade deadline. We will talk about that and other things as well as we get into the Wednesday edition of the program. Good afternoon, everyone. Glad to be back. Mark, did you enjoy? Did you get a lot of things done? A lot of things checked off the list here in the last 2 days? What'd you do?
Well, I kind of felt naked the last couple days without being here, but certainly enjoyed Tyler and Todd and Alex and Rob and their performance at the Big Ten Football Media Days. Once again, the only Iowa radio station to appear there. I had some great guests, and it was really good listening, 4 hours Monday and Tuesday, and happy to yield our time.
Happy indeed to yield our time, and it was a lot of fun, and the backstories, if you will, coming from Big Ten Media Day. Look forward to that coming up on the APC from 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock. The guys are back after being in Chicago the last 3 days.
Real or imagined, you'll hear some stories. I'm quite sure of that.
Real or imagined? Come on, man. It's all real. It's all real. What is real is the Cedar Rapids Prairie Hawks, and they have advanced to the semifinals of the Class 4A State Baseball Tournament just moments ago. Cedar Rapids Prairie knocking off Davenport West, and we knew, Mark, that this was going to be a tough one for the Prairie Hawks. Number one ranked, number one seeded. And Prairie gets a 1-0 win, coming up with a run scoring on a, I didn't catch if it was a wild pitch or a pass ball that was scored, probably a pass ball, but they get it, get the single run in the bottom of the sixth inning and get the victory and move on 1-0 over a good pitcher for Davenport West.
Sometimes you have to manufacture wins, and that's what Prairie did. Worked the pitcher in the sixth inning, and as you said, I would have ruled it a pass ball. It doesn't matter. But it rolled to the backstop, and Prairie was able to score, and then ends the game on a pickoff play that, that's a heck of a way to lose your end your season, but great way to advance for Prairie.
Very good way to advance for the Prairie Hawks, and they will take on Waukee. That will be coming up on a Friday night. Don't know if that's the early game or the late game, and that will either be at 5 o'clock or at 7:30. And Prairie gets the 1-0 win. And I believe it was Darren Kilpatrick on the mound that got the win today for the Prairie Hawks. It was a very strange game. He hit at least four batters, one in each of the first four innings. Davenport West had runners. They had three runners picked off, including the last out of the game. That is not a good way to go out for your season if you're Davenport West, Mark, is to have three pickoffs, including the final out of your season, to be picked off at first base. After the first two, you would think you wouldn't want to venture off first base too far.
You wouldn't think so. And, state baseball and even sub-state and district baseball are strange animals when you have terrific pitchers, and anything can happen. Look at what Solon did in the first round.
Yeah.
Downing number one Dubuque Waller on a 10-run on the 10-run rule. You wouldn't have guessed that, a number eight seed against the number one. But Prairie continues to move on as the number one seed, number one ranked team. And we've got a whale of a game coming up in less than 2 hours in Iowa City West and Cedar Rapids-Jefferson.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. And, of course, West swept Jeff, but it was back on May the 31st.
Mm-hmm.
So that was quite a while ago. Iowa City West, 33-6. The Jayhawks come in at 28-11. They'll play at 5. 7:30 tonight, it'll be the final quarterfinal in 4A, the final quarterfinal of the tournament. It'll be Des Moines-Roosevelt. Good for the Rough Riders. They haven't been there in a while.
When did they become good in baseball?
32-10 this year. And they are going to take on 29-10 Urbandale. We are having a state tournament without a Valley or a Dowling this year.
Mm.
And
kind of refreshing.
I don't think there's a lot of tears being shed over that one. But they are going to play it. They're going to play it out and see who comes out on top in Class 4A, 3A, 2A, and 1A baseball. We've got a poll question for you at KGYMRadio.com. We love your input on that. We'd love you to for you to vote at KGYMRadio.com. It's brought to you by Emil's Hideaway and First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, right behind the Taco John's and right next to the Home Depot.
Trade deadline coming up this week in Major League Baseball, and we ask you this. Who will be the next MLB player to be traded? We give you five options. Jay Bruce, Andrew Cashner, Irvin Santana, Jonathan Lucroy, or Chris Sale. Chris Sale didn't have a good weekend.
Chris Sale did not have a good weekend. He did not. There was a little incident with a box of jerseys that didn't go over real well. But you know what? The White Sox haven't lost since he cut up the jerseys.
Will that affect the White Sox attitude towards moving him?
I don't know. I don't know. He had some very interesting things to say to MLB.com, the MLB Network, about his manager, about why he did it. Can you take him for face value? Who knows? I know the White Sox are asking a small fortune for Chris Sale, but I think that's fine.
They should.
They should ask for a small fortune for Chris Sale. Maybe the best pitcher out there, certainly one of the best pitchers out there. And you better get something for him if you were going to move him. And, you know, when I think the White Sox are going to be sellers and they start to win, yes, they're at 500. They're still six or seven games out of a possible wild card. Thanks to the Indians, come from behind, four-run ninth last night. They did not gain a game, so they haven't gained anything with this streak going on because the Indians are playing so well. But they've put a couple games between them and the Kansas City Royals. We're going to talk tomorrow with Cal Eldred. Man alive, the Royals are just scuffling right now.
Below 500, and that's a head-scratcher because we know what talent was on that team and what the Royals did last year. But things change from year to year, that's for sure. And White Sox have gotten a couple from the Cubs. Somewhat surprising there. They're going to continue that at Wrigley Field tonight, beginning at 7:05. We'll have Twins baseball tonight, 7 o'clock on the North Gym, 107.5. The Twins in a two-game series, the last of which tonight against the Atlanta Braves.
Yeah. We're going to get to our first break coming up here in just a little bit and get into Caddy Smack on the gym class and talk some golf with you as we're on the eve of the final major of the year, the PGA Championship. We'll talk about that. We will put the British Open in the rearview mirror. We'll talk some state golf here coming up. We'll take your phone calls. We'll take your texts as well here just a little bit. We're also going to talk to Dr. Dave Johnson and get his thoughts about Zach's chances at the PGA and perhaps a Ryder Cup appearance coming up at Hazeltine. So we will do that coming up here in just a little bit. We would be remiss if we did not mention the fact that coming up at 5 o'clock today, in case you have not heard, at Veterans Memorial Stadium, they are going to have the public celebration of life for Bob Brooks today. And this should be, you and I are going to be over there in attendance. And it just, I think there are going to be just a lot of people telling a lot of stories and fondly remembering Bob today.
Yeah, some of the speakers, Ron Gonder, Bill Happel, former Washington and Iowa athlete, and Phil Hattie, Ed Podolak among them. I'm sure we're going to hear some great stories. And
this thing might, I have no idea when it's going to end, but I wouldn't put a time limit on it just for this thing.
Could be Academy Award length. I don't know.
This could be. There will be no music playing people off on this one, but that should be a lot of fun. We'll have fun remembering Bob tonight.
Yeah, it's a celebration, that's for sure, and hopefully you folks out there will be able to partake and if not, catch some highlights later.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll have a report on that coming up tomorrow on the gym class at 3. All right, we're going to take a break, come back. We're going to get into Caddy Smacks, so stay with us. More to come after this. You're listening to the Gym Class here on KGYM.
At Busch Beer, we believe in earning it. That's why we're thanking loyal drinkers in 2016 with Busch Bucks. For every beer in the Busch family you buy, you earn points that you can redeem for Busch hats, T-shirts, coolers, and more. So register at BushBucks.com now and start collecting. Busch, here's to earning it. Busch Beer 2016, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri. No purchase necessary. Open to Georgia, North Carolina, and Ohio residents 21 plus. Ends 9/16/16. See BushBucks.com for prizes, details, and how to get points without purchase. Void where prohibited.
Come play the Wednesday game at St. Andrews Golf Club and pay no green fees. Shotgun tee-off is at 1. The cost is just $30. Individual and team play will be chosen randomly. And since there are no green fees, all the cash goes to prizes, meaning you get 100% of your money back. No green fees. No more excuses. Come play the Wednesday game at St. Andrews Golf Club. Sign up in the clubhouse before 12:30 or call that morning, 393-9915. Rick Swan admiring our music.
I didn't know you were going to play that today. I would have worn my checkered slacks.
From what, 1978?
Yeah.
Or something like that. The old ABC golf music.
Right.
We welcome you back. It is Caddy Smack on the Gym Class coming your way here on KGYM. Scott Unesh, along with Mark Dukes, Rick Swan, and Brian Haas from Blue Top Ridge down at Riverside, the Riverside Casino and Golf Resort. And fresh off a terrific three-day performance.
Yeah. It was better. Not too bad. You know, better for me anyway.
Especially playing a little injured. You were telling us a not fun story. You couldn't hardly move before day one, right?
Yeah, I had some back issues and probably doing some stuff at work I shouldn't have been doing the night before, doing a lot of cart maintenance. And anyway.
Were you bench pressing carts?
Yeah. So got up in the morning and actually didn't think I was going to be able to play. So I thought, well, I already signed up. I have my hotel room. I headed over there and worked on my back all night and was able to scrape it around a little bit.
This is the Iowa PGA Professionals Championship. It was on Lake Rathbun, and you opened with a 69, but we know that's a 36-hole first-day deal.
Yeah, that's hard on me.
What happened there?
Yeah, well, I always call myself a nine-holer now. So some of that was that. It's the honest truth that I just don't play that much golf. And it's not that I'm not good at it. I'm still decent at the game and still like to compete. I just don't have the time a lot of times to play that much golf. So 18 is a lot for me, but I can manage 18 holes. 36 is an awful lot for me. That's a lot harder for me to manage, especially when you're not used to playing that much golf mentally. That's as hard as it is physically. Mm-hmm.
Do you surprise yourself with that 69 in the opening round, considering your back and everything?
The back part, yes.
Yeah.
No, I always expect myself to still shoot numbers like that. Even though I don't practice and play a lot, I still have those same feelings, and I still understand the game and how to shoot those kinds of numbers, and sometimes it just works out right.
Well, you're in some walking around money anyway.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I broke even if you kind of add up the cost of playing and the hotel room and everything.
Better than the alternative,
even.
Yeah.
Right. Nice little getaway.
There were some losses, too.
Yeah.
But I think our buddy Darren Fisher won that.
Yeah,
event.
Darren did great. Yeah, we had Darren on the radio show 2 weeks ago, I think it was. Mm-hmm. And home course advantage. It's a tough golf course. If you've played Blue Top before, which maybe a lot of you all have, it's a prairie grass type golf course, and so is Lake Rathbun or the preserve at Lake Rathbun, and I'll tell you, it is very penal in the prairie grass there. So it was everything you could do to keep your ball in front of you and straight, and you know, Darren is the expert at it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't hit it in the bad stuff, in the heather and in the gorse and
yes,
all that.
It was truly a penalty if you hit it in there.
And all that fun stuff. But yeah, great showing. And the top five move on to get to go to the PGA next year's professional tournament.
Right, Professionals National Tournament is what that's called. And then from that event, the top 20 move into what we're going to talk about later is the PGA Championship.
Yeah. Right.
That's
right.
Awesome. That's yeah. Awesome. So opportunity. And the winner gets, Darren gets to play in the TPC at Deer Run.
At Deer Run, yeah. So that'll be next year's Deer Run. So
2017.
Last year's champion plays this year.
Okay.
So this year's champion plays next year.
Very good.
So he's got a year to get ready.
Very good.
Fun.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll talk a little bit more about that. We're going to talk more about the PGA coming up as well. It is Caddy Smack on the Gym Class here on KGYM. We are brought to you by St. Andrews Golf Course in Cedar Rapids, also Hunter's Ridge Golf Course in Marion, the Amana Colonies Golf Course in Amana, and, of course, Blue Top Ridge down at Riverside from where Brian is from. And we will talk about the that coming up here in just a little bit. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, Rick and I had a chance to talk to Dr. Dave Johnson a little bit earlier on, Zach's dad, and talk about the PGA, talk about the Ryder Cup and other things. Also wrap up what happened at the Zach Johnson Foundation Golf Classic for this year. So stay tuned. We'll hear from Dr. Dave after this here on KGYM.
Guys, you work hard, but that doesn't mean you can't look good while doing it. Come in today for JCPenney's biggest sale of the season, where our entire store is on sale, and find guys Levi's 514 straight fit jeans for only $39.99. Or get $10 off when you spend $25 or more with coupon on select items in-store or at jcp.com. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Valid 727 to 730. Levi's and some exclusions apply. Check jcp.com or your newspaper for coupon and details. Season 1st to 6/8 to 730. Excludes Sephora, Nike, Converse.
A Napa guy knows not to judge a man by his car's multicolored paint job or absence of modern gadgetry. Who cares if it's technically old enough to vote and the windows are powered by the strength of your left arm? Your monthly payment is zero, and it'll stay that way. Because with over 400,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep anything on the road. She may not be pretty, but she's all yours. That's Napa know-how.
Fuck. Mm. All right. Back in the gym class here on KGYM here on this Wednesday. And we're going to talk to Dr. Dave Johnson here, of course, father of Zach Johnson, the two-time major champion. Of course, reluctantly, although did a great job of trying to keep the claret jug for one more year.
Yeah.
Dave, how you doing, Dave?
Doing great, guys. How are you?
We're doing great.
I haven't had a chance to chat with you since the Open. And my gosh, Zach got off to a great start. And was right in the hunt there Thursday, Friday. Had kind of a rough Saturday there, but have you touched base with him since then? Have you? How's he feeling?
Well, we've texted a little bit. He got back from there. He went over to Sergio's pro-am celebrity charity thing in Switzerland day after.
Oh, wow. Yeah, how'd that go?
So I guess that went pretty good. He said it was beautiful. He sent a couple pictures and looked wonderful. He said he kind of fell in love with Switzerland while he was playing golf, so I think it went pretty well.
Yeah.
Nice.
And then he came back, and so obviously getting ready for the PGA Championship, and so I won't bug him too much other than a few text messages now and then.
Right. It's got to be tough with these majors being jammed as close as they are, or is he liking that?
Yeah, you know, I don't know. It is really different. He doesn't have to worry about the Olympics.
Right.
And so he's getting all these majors done quickly, and he probably has a pretty good feel where he's sitting as far as Ryder Cup. So, you know, I figure if he can play well at the PGA Championship this week, it looks pretty good for Hazeltine in Ryder Cup again.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And I got to think even he's going to be – you know, even if things don't go well as far as the points are concerned, he's going to be the a captain's pick, I would imagine. Midwest guy. He's got a great record in the event, and I got to think he's just a no-brainer to be up there.
As it stands now, though, he's in.
Yeah, he's in there now.
He's in there now.
Yeah, he's in there now.
Yeah, he's right. And somebody interviewed Davis Love, and Davis made a comment, you know, he said kind of, well, obviously Spieth and Dustin Johnson are in, and Phil was probably almost for sure, and he even said that Zach and J.B. Holmes are in very good position.
Yeah.
And if you figure out the points, you know, a whole bunch of guys underneath him are going to have to play really well with some pretty good numbers, you know, as far as how much they make in these tournaments to go ahead of him. And if Zach is keeping with him, then he's probably in pretty good shape. So it's looking good right now, and that'll be his fifth one if he makes it. And like Scott, like you said, that, you know, he would be kind of a natural pick. He's had the experience, pretty good record. And he also played well last time they were up at Hazeltine. I think he top 10'd. And so apparently Davis even made a comment that up there wedges are going to be critical. And obviously Zach's pretty good with the wedges.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, not too bad. And nice and close for Team Johnson to make the trip.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that really, really is nice.
Speaking
nice
of
little drive up, and you know they put us up. The PGA of America has a family hotel where the parents of the players hang together, and actually on both sides, so we get to know the parents of the European teams usually, and it makes it kind of fun and kind of nice to be able to commiserate with them, and so it's that's all really good.
Well, it didn't used to be that way, though.
I think you're right.
I think it all came out of Kiowa when it got a little over the top back then, and I think they've kind of tried to tone it down anyway. Yeah, both sides want to win, but they want to be gentlemanly, if you will, in winning.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there is some huge pressure, I think, on Davis and on the Americans this year. Obviously, they're back at home, and you know, the last time they were at home 4 years ago at Medina, they had a great lead and blew it. And so, you know, I guess we'll see if they can handle the pressure and what they've done differently with this new group that kind of puts it together, and how it all works out. But there's definitely, you know, has to be some type of pressure, and it's if they can just somehow let it just fall off their backs and just play golf and do what they can do, you know, we'll see what happens. So,
yeah. Speaking of the PGA and Ebaldesrald, does Zach have much of a history there?
I think he played there when Phil won. In fact, I'm almost sure he did, because that wasn't Phil's first major. That was after he won at least his first Masters. So I think Zach has played there. I don't remember how he did. I don't know how to go back and check that, but otherwise, I just think it's just that one time.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a very unique course. It's an old-time course. I like when the PGA and the U.S. Open go back to these courses like this. They don't make them like this anymore.
Right.
You got some blind shots out there. Not the longest course in the world, but I think it fits Zach's personality, because he's going to have wedge in his hand a lot. And yeah. With that being said, you got to put him up there as one of the favorites. And I think we're going to see a fairly low score there. We always have when there have been majors contested at Baltusrol.
All right. Well, we'll see. I mean, I think overall he's playing pretty good. His grade for the Open, what he texted me was that he graded it at B-. So,
yeah.
I don't, and unfortunately, you know, when they don't show him, you don't really know what happens, because there's no way to find that out, at least that I could figure out. So I don't know if he hit into a whole bunch of pot bunkers, but, you know, just like anything, if he can keep it in the fairway, he's got a shot.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Yeah.
Well, and we had a chance to hold the claret jug in our hands, thanks to Zach and also Pat Cobb from the foundation. And what an event that was, the Classic.
Wasn't that great?
Mm-hmm. Fantastic. It looked to me like a record crowd when I was there.
Yeah, I think that's what they're thinking. I think they were able to kind of keep track of that somehow. So I think it was. And then the auction and the gala the night before was just unbelievable. So it was, I don't know how it could be any better.
Yeah. He continues to do great things here in Cedar Rapids. It's amazing.
Great people. You know, I mean, holy cow, the foundation board and all the volunteers and the staff they have, it's, Yeah, I mean, it's just a combination of everybody. Zach has the platform, but, you know, we got people that are pretty, well, that are very, very passionate about what's going on. And, you know, they're getting some metrics that show that they're having a really good impact on these kids and families. And, you know, that's what it's all about.
That's the main thing.
Yeah, right. That is the main thing there. And the Pied Piper that day was John Daly. He was an amazing guy. Hit the clubhouse on one bounce, by the way.
Yeah.
In the clinic.
I know. But you know, like you said, he was the Pied Piper. He got that microphone. He was very comfortable. And, you know, I suppose that comes with experience. But, you know, I just think that's the kind of guy he is. You know, you probably heard the story. Zach just called him up the week before.
Yeah.
He says, yeah, I think I'm playing up in Milwaukee, you know, at Stricker's PGA Champions event. And, yeah, I can come down. And he drove the bus down and stayed in the parking lot at Elmcrest. And
sweet. That's awesome.
I got to see the RV.
He was so good on that clinic with the microphone. It was unbelievable.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Just the RV was right there next to the tennis courts in the parking lot.
Yep.
And
exactly.
And pulled in the middle of the night because I believe the story was it had rained a lot up in Wisconsin. They were actually stuck. Somebody had to get them out of there, and they still drove and got here in the middle of the night.
It took two tow trucks to get them out.
Man.
Wow.
Yeah, a couple hours delay. You know, he pulled into the parking lot, I think, about 2 o'clock in the morning is what I heard.
Wow. And great to have him here. Well, and. Great to have Jordan Spieth back and Fowler. And Jim Furyk was very good as well.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, they're all good guys. I mean, that's that's just what they do. And they get it. I mean, they all get it. It's for each person's foundation. And the cause is almost, you know, always very, very good. And I do, you know, I'm kind of hearing things, though, that they're telling some of these young guys, some of these guys have been out for a while, that if you're going to set up a foundation, come up and visit with Zach and come to his foundation, because you know, they're doing some pretty incredible things already now. And so the word is kind of out, you know, and I think that's one of the reasons why Jordan comes up, because, you know, can you imagine what he's going to be able to do in Dallas?
Right.
If he gets his going. And, you know, if you do get the right people and, you know, it takes a whole bunch of people. If you can just get that worked out, then it can be pretty special.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think a lot of people enjoyed watching Jarena Pillar and the rest of the LPGA stars, too.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. I mean, those are the swings that all of us amateurs should really watch.
Yes. Right, exactly.
You know, we don't need to watch John Daly and all these other guys. I mean, we just need to watch those girls because you fall asleep on their backswing and. Mm-hmm. And they just follow through so nice and don't look like they're really, you know, swinging that hard, but they generate such good club speed and they can really pop it out there.
Learn a lot from them.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, all of our best to you, Dave, and also we're rooting for Zach here this weekend. So
thank you.
I'd love to see him get a third major.
Oh, boy.
Wouldn't that be something?
Yeah, that would be something. And, you know, he really does love this PGA Championship. I think he really does appreciate how these guys set up the courses. And as we all kind of know, he hasn't been the greatest fan of the USGA, but I think he feels totally different about the PGA. So, and hopefully, like you said, Scott, maybe this is a course that really fits him. And I don't even remember that much about it. I'll have to get caught up here as this week goes on, but be anxious to see because he's overall playing pretty good golf.
He is.
He is. And even did well at Oakmont despite not loving the USGA setups. But, you know, as far as majors are concerned, this is probably the most fair. It is the most fair setup. As far
everybody
as the course.
Everybody kind of says that. So, and that's good. You know, that's what the PGA of America is all about. I mean, they're instructing all of us hackers out there and all the way up, and so I think they really do try to keep it fair.
I think so. I don't like the term hackers. I like amateurs.
I'm going to go out and hack around this afternoon.
Right now, it kind of fits me. Unfortunately, I'm going to try to get it fixed with my PGA professional, Larry Cohen.
Yeah.
So that's my next step here, and he knows it. So
works in progress.
Yep.
Dave, appreciate it. And
You're welcome.
Take care. We'll talk to you again here in the program soon.
Sounds good, guys.
Dr. Dave Johnson joining us here on Caddy Smack on the Gym Class here on KGYM. We're going to get you a Sports Center Extra Point, and it is brought to you by Hunter's Ridge Golf Course in Marion. Take advantage of their Dew Sweeper Special every Monday through Friday before 11 o'clock. Back with more Caddy Smack on the Gym Class here on KGYM.
Play your next round of golf at Hunter's Ridge Golf Course. Take advantage of the Dew Sweeper Special every Monday through Friday before 11 a.m. Need some practice? Nothing compares to Hunter's Ridge Practice Facility with a driving range, chipping green, and large putting green. Hunter's Ridge is a daily fee course just outside the city noise on the north edge of Marion. Make Hunter's Ridge Golf Course your place to play and practice. Come play where the pros play. Hunter's Ridge Golf Course in Marion.
ESPN Radio. An ESPN Radio Extra Point with Dan Le Batard and Stu Gotts.
Le Batard continues his vacation. Greg Cody is in with me. We were excited yesterday because Michael Jordan said something.
I mean, Jordan has spent his whole career actively and intentionally saying very little of any consequence. So for him to weigh in for the first time on any social issue, let alone this one,
right,
was impressive. And as Carmelo Anthony said, it was about time.
And you got to give Carmelo credit here. We've been waiting for an athlete, a superstar athlete, to stand up and take a stand on social and political issues. Never in my wildest dreams did I think it was going to be Carmelo Anthony.
Mm-hmm.
But it's Carmelo Anthony.
Right.
And I applaud him for that. Does it matter when you do it, as long as you do it? Because a lot of people have been critical of Jordan his entire career and his post-playing career for not taking stands on social and political issues. And now people are applauding Jordan for finally doing it.
Better late than never.
Yeah, better late than never.
You know, Alex, sometimes it helps to have an expert opinion.
Like for sports analysis, you want to listen to a guy who actually played professional sports.
Or a respected sports journalist.
Sure, if we're talking $500 haircuts, I think you'd have a lot to say.
It was $400.
But if you're looking for a great set of tires...
Trust Goodyear. From fire trucks to race cars, Goodyear tires offer superior performance and handling.
And everything they learn making tires for expert drivers inspires what they roll into yours. Go to Goodyear.com to find the right tire and store for you.
Goodyear. More driven.
Guys, you work hard, but that doesn't mean you can't look good while doing it. Come in today for JCPenney's biggest sale of the season, where our entire store is on sale. And find guys Levi's 514 straight fit jeans for only $39.99. Or get $10 off when you spend $25 or more with coupon on select items in-store or at jcp.com. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney, valid 727 to 730. Levi's and some exclusions apply. Check jcp.com or your newspaper for coupon and details. Season 1st to 6-8 to 730. Exclusive.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack, when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And if saving money and a clean shave isn't incentive enough, Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. Our way of saying thank you for trying us. How are we able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures them. That's how. So go to Harry's.com right now and enter code 1414 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 1414.
Rosillo and Cannell here. We recently learned an interesting fact. Did you know that today's smaller engines are under so much pressure that it's like five cars resting on a space the size of a stiletto heel?
A thin layer of oil is the only thing that stops metal-to-metal contact. Fortunately, Castrol Edge is made with fluid titanium technology to maximize performance.
It's three times stronger against viscosity breakdown than Mobil 1 in the Kurt Orban test, a standard industry shear stability test. Castrol Edge, titanium strong for maximum engine performance.
Progressive presents Mindflowness with Flo.
You have achieved total unity by comparing insurance rates with competitors and choosing the best rate for you. Now you are at one. Like a pro athlete playing yourself in a video game. They got your nose wrong. You forgive them.
Achieve oneness. Compare Progressive direct rates with top competitors' rates at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
3:37 back with you. It is the Wednesday edition of the Gym Class, KGYM. Caddy Smack in the Gym Class coming your way. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, Rick Swan, Brian Haas with you. Jeff Downing, our engineer today and producer. And if you have a question, 319-366-1600. You have a question, golf question for Brian. You have a question via the text line. Love to hear from you out there, 319-366-1600. Couple things to let you know about before we get back to golf talk. We have the poll question, kgymradio.com. Mark, who will be the next MLB player to be traded?
Choices are Jay Bruce, Andrew Kashner, Irvin Santana, Jonathan Lucroy, and Chris Sale.
You're hoping for Irvin Santana?
I'd rather keep him.
Rather keep him?
Yeah.
See, I'm lukewarm on Chris Sale. I don't know whether to keep him, trade him. Don't trade him for just a couple of guys. If you're going to trade him, you better get something.
Depends
for
on
him.
What's on the other end of the
absolutely
trade.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. The other thing, before we close up shop here today, and the APC are going to be talking about their lunch on Lunchbox Heroes today. And they'll do that here in just a little bit from 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock. One of our great sponsors is Star Equipment, and they gave us an opportunity to give away to one of our listeners 4 tickets and as well 4 infield passes and a parking pass to the show on Friday night at the Iowa Speedway, the K&N Pro Series race. This is the Friday night race. 4 tickets, a parking pass, and 4 passes for the infield walk. And a great deal, absolutely free. And we're going to be giving those away here before we close up shop here today. So we'll talk racing and golf here today.
Nice.
On the program. Rick.
Yeah.
We're getting ready to talk about the PGA Championship, which will be coming up at Baltusrol starting tomorrow. Zach Johnson's going to go off bright and early. You guys get to follow him at 6:40 in the morning, Iowa time.
I like that when that happens.
And you reminded me that Brian was, you've been at Baltusrol.
You actually taught there once.
I did, yeah. It's been a few years. I'm trying to figure out how many years ago it was, but it's maybe 3 or 4 years ago, and I did know that they had a PGA Championship at that time when I went there. I think that's when maybe they awarded it or they started announcing that's where it was going to be. But what a great facility.
Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful old-time club.
Yes.
They don't make them like that anymore.
They don't. It's actually a historical monument.
Yeah.
National Registry, I think.
National Registry, mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah, I said that wrong.
They've had a lot of tournaments, the USGA, the PGA, whatever the case may be. It's a very unusual golf course because it's par 34 on the front and it's par 36 in the back, and you end with back-to-back par fives.
Right.
I just played a course like that. You know, you started with par fives. It was par five, par five. I don't mind that. The ending point of that is if you need to be aggressive, you can because it's a par five, and and you can lay back, hit your 3 shots into the green and finish if that's what you're trying to do also. So,
but no par fives on the front. They've turned a couple par fours or par fives, I think, into
par fours. And that thus the change in the scoring or the scorecard, I should say. Mm-hmm. And I like ending in the 2 par fives. I think that gives the leader a chance to get in, make his fives or have a chance at fours by playing as a 3-shot hole into the green. And then the person that's chasing the leader has an opportunity to make hay.
Going to try. 17 is longer than 18.
Yeah.
Daly reached it in 2.
Yes, he did. I think he went over it in 2. It's 660.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
very few do. I mean, it's protected well by bunkers.
Yeah. And the 18th hole is like 545, 550 right in there. It's a big dog leg left up the hill, but you got some water to the left. You have to drive it straight in this place. It's listed at 7,400 yards, but it's not going to play that long.
I don't think so either. When you list a course at 7,400 yards, that's saying that's middle tee box, possibly, depending where their markers are. But again, they're not going to have the PGA Tour players playing with 1 foot in the rough.
No.
So so it's probably going to play somewhere closer to 73, you know, something just under 7,400.
You have to be a good driver of the ball there.
Yeah.
And, you know, try to get down to where you are hitting a mid iron or a wedge in and make a putt. But, you know, from what I'm hearing some of the players say that have played it a couple of times, it's, you know, it's a course that's difficult and you got to play well and you got to hit the greens. Yeah. You got to hit the fairways.
True. And there are a few blind shots
Like I said, it's a course that's you don't see it made like this anymore because you don't have blind shots anymore. You don't have anything like that, but you will have a couple, especially if you're in the wrong spot. This is one of those old-time courses that they built it on a point A to point B to point C, and you are supposed to play the golf hole on that line, and if you don't, you're going to be cut off by a tree. Something's going to be in your way.
Right. They'll call it target golf, and you hit to this target, you hit to the next target, and you know, play in that way. So target golf is difficult. It definitely takes a mindset, and it takes the player a lot of willpower to stay within that target golf game, because some of the big hitters are going to want to overlook their target and try to hit it further through that target, and sometimes get themselves in further trouble than they would have if they would have just played shorter.
I was about to ask you that too, because if you're a bomber and you bang it down there, but you get off the fairway into that thick rough, have you really helped yourself that much?
No, not at all. And sometimes, you know, they really got to be chasing that number and cutting off corners in order to make that happen. And that's when you get yourself into trouble or have tremendous success because you're just on.
Mm-hmm. I think it's interesting trying to, pick a winner. The first three majors this year, all by first-time winners.
Yeah.
Danny Willett, Dustin Johnson, Henrik Stenson, and not flukes by any means. Those guys are all in the top 15 in the world.
Right.
But it was their first time to win, so trying to figure out a winner is pretty tough.
Dustin Johnson's playing, I think, the best of anybody right now.
Mm-hmm.
The projections that I was reading earlier, Dustin Johnson was in the lead as far as all the projectors were guessing at who was going to win. Jason Day was one of the picks, and Bubba Watson was one of the picks.
Yeah.
I would take that. I've got a feeling. You talked about, Mark, first-time major champions this year. A lot of people this week are talking about Sergio. He's had a very good year, really. He's won a tournament on the PGA Tour. He's been probably the most consistent as far. He may have the best cumulative score, or at least he's in the top three anyway, as far as all three of the majors so far. Came close to the Open Championship, and maybe he's just knocking on the door now of winning one of these things.
Well, in the four or five projection lists that I was reading from, Sergio was in the top two in many of them. So he's right there in their eyes as well.
You got to think Rory's got a chance there. Hits the ball well if he stays on the fairway.
Rory was only picked in one of them.
Is that right?
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. How about the guy that America is falling in love with? Andrew Beef Johnston.
Beef.
I love it. I mean, how much fun is that? That's just good for golf.
Did you see his, I think it was on Golf Channel the other day. They went and toured his house. Did you see the house?
I didn't see that.
This guy is just not all there.
Sticks, is it?
No, it is not. But he has one of the things is he has a Christmas tree out all year.
Okay,
which is kind of unusual.
Hey, it's Christmas. Merry Christmas.
That's right. Merry Christmas to Beef out there. But the guy likes his food. He's got a lot of food on hand in the house, and most of it is not for those who are on a diet right now. Let's just put it that way.
After the Open, he was pictured behind, an Arby's counter.
Yeah.
Okay.
I love it.
And may do commercials for that outfit. Yeah. I don't know.
Right.
I
want
my lifesaver around my waist. I call that my happiness. He's very happy.
He is happy.
Yeah, he's very happy.
And the guy is, he's built up quite a following. Not only he is loved in Great Britain.
Oh, he's loved everywhere. Even everybody in America, in the United States, has really taken it on as well. It's just fun to watch him. And he's so happy-go-lucky. How can you not like that?
You need the characters, you know?
Yeah.
You like Daly wearing that patriotic jacket to dinner last night.
Well, you really think about it, he's kind of our modern era Daly.
Yeah.
You know, maybe he's not as wild as Daly was in that sense, but he's just so different than everybody else. That's what we like.
Right.
Yeah. 319-366-1600. If you'd like to comment about the PGA, if you want to ask Brian a question about your specific game out there, love to hear from you out there. The text line or the phone lines, again, 319-366-1600. Did you see, before we leave Beef here, he was playing a practice round the other day at the PGA, and he stepped up there and he looked around and goes, "You guys are too quiet. Come on. And they,
Happy Gilmore moment.
He did a Happy Gilmore moment. And he hit it right down the middle about 320 on the first hole. So this guy is just He's just a barrel of laughs out there.
That's good.
But a lot of fun. He's going to be one of the guys to watch out there. You got Dustin Johnson. You got Sergio. A lot of people liking Phil Mickelson going into the week this week. He came so close. Henrik Stenson coming off the Open Championship as well.
Yeah. Phil won there, right? At Baldersrall.
Yes. Is that last time I was there, yeah. Phil Mickelson won.
2005. Right.
And maybe a chance to go back to back at Baldersrall. We'll have to wait and see on that. No one's talking about Jason Day, though.
No.
Yeah. Quiet. Jordan.
Or Jordan Spieth.
Right.
Jason Day's never seen Baldersrall. Today is the first day he's seen the course. He was up past 2 o'clock in the morning today as his wife had a severe allergy problem.
Right.
They were in the hospital. Mm-hmm. And he's talking today that this is the first time he's going to see the course.
Yeah.
Now, Brian, that's unusual because I heard Rory talk the other day about playing one of the sites in the majors next year.
Quail Hollow.
Quail Hollow, yeah, that's right.
Oh, yeah. They're chasing these facilities down. The moment they know that it's going to be at that site, they're playing at that time frame. So if it's they know 5 years out, they'll start playing it 5 years out. So the nearest event that they are to that facility, they'll go play it if they have an opportunity. And just go in and get a quick 18 in and see it.
But you're right. People aren't mentioning Jordan Spieth this week.
Yeah. A year ago, 2 years ago, that's all we talked about.
That was the hot golfer.
Yeah.
That was the guy that had the chance to win the Grand Slam, going to the Open Championship. Nearly won that. Zach just edged him out by a stroke.
Right.
And then and competed very well at the PGA Championship.
Right.
Golf is a funny game.
It's fickle. There's no doubt about it.
It's also good that you have that many names that can compete every week, you know?
Yeah, if Jordan won, none of us would be surprised.
Right.
We'd be slightly just because we haven't seen him in that lead in a while, but it wouldn't totally surprise us.
Right. Some folks say, Brian, because of the presence of the PGA professionals, that it may be one of the weaker fields among the majors. And I know how you feel about club pros, and you have a lot of respect, and so do I. But I'm sure you've known a guy or two from the professional ranks that's gone to the actual PGA and competed.
Sure.
And what's that? What that's like?
Well, 2 years ago, Aaron at Wakanda Club in Des Moines, he made it all the way through. In fact, he won our PGA Championship here, and which got him into the John Deere, which also put him into our National Club Professional Championship. Finished in the top 20. I don't remember exactly what spot, but he finished in the top 20, and he played in the PGA Championship. So his warm-up was the John Deere for the PGA Championship.
Mm. Where was it? Remember?
I don't recall. It was two years ago.
Okay.
And so anyway, he struggled. There's no doubt about it. Didn't make the cut in either the Deere or the PGA Championship. It is tough. You know, these guys have jobs, and their clubs, for instance, Wakanda, was so nice to Aaron and gave him time off to get ready to play in these events. And they brought in extra staff and made sure everything was good so he didn't have to worry about his job at the golf course. And I had an opportunity to play what we'd all dream about in our lifetime, play a nice tour event and then go to a major. And even with that in tow, it's tough to get through that.
Mm. Very tough indeed. And I am on the other side of the fence. I think PGA may have, if it's not the best field, it's certainly number two behind. The Open Championship probably has the best field from 1 to 144.
Yeah.
Because, you have amateurs, but they're good amateurs. You've got the British Amateur Champion, U.S. Amateur Champion, whatever the case may be. The Masters, has a great field, but it's only 80-some golfers. Keep that in mind.
And limited and invite only.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But these are the best PGA professionals out there, and it's from 1 to probably 120. You got the best players in the world out there.
Yeah. And to answer your question even a little bit more, Mark, is it is still owned by the PGA of America, which is all the club professionals. So it is their event. Mm. And over the years, I don't quote me exactly on the number, but at some point there was 45 PGA professionals playing in that, and they've dropped that number back significantly. And when they started dropping 5 and 10 at a time each as the years went by and whittling it down to the top 20 from the National Professional Championship, you heard a lot of club professionals, you know, not happy about that decision, but for the PGA of America, and because it's a major championship, you know, they needed to do that. Mm-hmm. And I think 20 is probably the right number.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We need to take a break, come back, and when we do, we'll talk a little bit more golf. We'll give that prize package to this Friday night's race down to the Iowa Speedway away as well. So stay with us. More to come. Caddy Smack in the Gym Class on this Wednesday edition here on KGYM.
Nestled among eastern Iowa's rolling hills, the Amana Colonies Golf Club winds its way serenely along 18 holes. And from each one, the view is striking. These spectacular surroundings, along with fantastic new clubhouse and golf carts, add to the enjoyment of the game. Have the perfect golf experience at Amana Colonies Golf Club. New ownership, new management, same great course. In Middle Amana, Iowa, amanagolf.com.
I unlocked $10 in thank yous with my DePaco checking, and now I'm unlocking a scary movie night.
I unlocked $25 in thank yous with my DePaco savings, and now I'm unlocking a month at the gym.
As a financial cooperative, member participation is the key ingredient that powers DePaco Community Credit Union. To say thanks for your credit union use, our thank yous campaign pays cash for your participation.
I unlocked $60 in thank yous with my years of DePaco membership, and now I'm unlocking tango lessons with my wife.
Now through September 30th, the more you use your cooperative, the more you're thanked. Not a member? Join today to start earning thank yous.
I unlocked $5 in thank yous with DePaco e-statements, and now I'm unlocking a chance to pay it forward.
I unlocked $25 in thank yous with my DePaco savings, and now I'm unlocking my daughter's future.
Participate to accumulate. Unlock your thank yous with DePaco. Equal housing opportunity. Federally insured by NCUA.
General Dynamics Information Technology is looking for full-time customer service representatives. If you have at least 6 months customer service experience, come for open interviews today through Friday between 9 a.m. and 7 p.m. Professional business attire and a photo ID are required. Opportunity awaits you with open interviews today through Friday between 9 and 7 at 2400 Oakdale Boulevard in Coralville. For more information and to apply online, visit gdit.com/csrjobs. General Dynamics Information Technology is an equal opportunity and affirmative action employer.
You'll probably find them either on the golf course or at the bowling alley. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes, the Gym Class on KGYM.
Back with you at 3:54 here on the Wednesday edition of the Gym Class, KGYM. We'll be back with you with Caddy Smack in a couple of weeks here. We'll talk about the PGA and more. Rick and I, we are going to... I've already signed up. You have now said today... Can we quote you now? You are going to be...
I believe I'm going to sign up for the City Amp.
There you go. You should be doing
that.
You should.
I just haven't played as much this year as I normally would, but it's still fun.
It's fun, right? Yeah, exactly that. That's the key. And the more competition you play in, whether it's serious competition or fun competition, the better you'll get.
I had some fun competition this week. Played with my buddy Vaughn at CRCC. It's the first time I got a look at all the improvements that they made. They're beautiful. And one of these shows we'll talk about more in depth, but we just had a great time. Ended in a tie. Score not important.
Right.
Score is very important you two.
Did either of you have a voice left after all the heckling back and forth?
That was the best part. Just we laughed the whole time around. We just give each other so much grief.
And that's what golf's about.
And what did you what'd you get on 15 this time?
15, my hole? A 7, which means that I gained 5 strokes on him that hole alone.
That's good.
So, yeah. But just beautiful renovations there. And even the flags themselves and the rakes, just beautiful. All of it, all the way around.
Did you hit 5 8 irons and a couple putts? Or what?
I'm going to try that next time.
Hey, I've got my system. One hole. Not that one in particular, but another hole
right
here in town. You got to have a system, and you got to stick with it.
You do.
When you get out there
in
competition. But like you said, get out there. If you have a chance to play in some of these, go out there, play, but have fun. I mean, don't put too much pressure on yourself.
Absolutely. And you know, golf is tough, and some players or some people call it an elitist game, but the reality is there's a lot of great public golf out there.
Yeah.
It's not nearly as expensive as some of the high-end facilities, and I'll put mine into that category. It's not inexpensive to play at my facility. But there's a lot of golf out there that's not that expensive, and there's good golf courses, lots of golf professionals out there that want to help you and get out and have fun and play.
Play 9.
Nine's a great way to go.
Don't have to play all 18.
That's right.
But just get out and play.
Yeah.
I'm sure the courses right now are beautiful.
They are. With the rain that we've had, you know, that's a superintendent's, it's their wish and sometimes a nightmare. When we have the heat and the water, that creates pythium. So that's something they need to spray for. But outside of that, it keeps them lush and green and, mm-hmm. and looking beautiful.
Yeah.
You got the Iowa Open coming up, too.
We do, yeah. So it's middle of August. I want to say in the latter teens, right around the 18th, whatever that weekend is there. And always a great event. That's at Panora at Lake Panorama National. And what a good golf course and fun golf course to play. This event's getting and been strong year after year. It's been full for the last 4 or 5 years in a row. And the purse for first place is $25,000.
Wow.
Some
good stuff. All right, everybody's PGA picks, quick. I'm going Sergio. I think he's going to break through. I'm going Sergio. Rick?
Dustin Johnson.
Mark?
Dustin, too.
Dustin?
Yeah,
Brian?
I got DJ as well.
You like DJ. All right, I'm the only guy without Dustin Johnson. All right. Well, hope everybody enjoyed Caddy Smack. Brian, thanks.
My pleasure. Thank you.
And Rick, thank you. Mark, thank you. And we will be back. John Cran back with us tomorrow. Looking forward to that. And then Cal Eldred's going to join us for a special Thursday edition of the his appearance on the Gym Class. That'll be coming up tomorrow. APC is next. We're going to give away the tickets, the four tickets, the four infield passes, and the parking pass to the K&N race on Friday at Iowa Speedway. Be caller number 3. If you want those right now, 319-366-1600.
To celebrate the Olympic Games, Bridgestone is giving away prizes. You could instantly win a $10,000 Bridgestone Visa prepaid card and other great prizes every day when you buy a set of four eligible Bridgestone tires. Stop by Firestone Complete Auto Care today. No purchase necessary. Open to legal U.S. residents 18 and older. Limit 2 entries per person.